You hear that?
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Two when
you
prestigious talk about, programs he was at.
But, you know, no, that's not the cut. That's but what, it's, what he said. It's you're talking about a guy. Who was all the quarterbacks in his draft class?
Jordan
well,
Love.
Justin Herbert. Yeah, Herbert,
Love, Burrow. Tua.
Tua.
And all he's outshined all of those guys, wow. especially wow. Tua Tagovailoa. Who has any outshine out of those guys you meet?
Hold on. The other guys are better players.
Joe Burrow went to one Super Bowl.
He's a better player.
Listen, but you know what? To your point.
Don't do this.
To your point. No, I'm not going to do this, but you know what it is?
Tua is the only one he clearly outshines.
Okay, but okay.
The other ones are debatable.
Okay, well, y'all going to make my point because y'all are the one that's ridiculing me. So the point that I'm trying to make is, you're right. All of those guys might be more talented
yeah,
than Jalen.
They're better. Yeah.
But Jalen's more accomplished than all of them.
Sure.
And you know why he's more accomplished? Mm-hmm. Because and he's more accomplished and he has less to work with.
Huh?
That's Rocky Balboa.
Excuse me. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold up. Let me finish.
Less to work with.
When you talk about skill sets.
Okay.
When you talk about skill sets.
Okay, his own skill set.
His own skill set is not comparable to those other guys that we're talking about. Right, am I right?
That's
right.
Fine.
So that's where the comparison comes from.
But Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa
again,
did not have the skill set of Apollo Creed. How is that hard to follow?
No.
Do you feel
because
me?
Because Rocky's an extreme. He was a ham and egg from South
when
Philly.
You talk
this
about
kid finished second. I pulled up his numbers in college. Second Heisman is last year at Oklahoma. Second Heisman Trophy. Mm-hmm. Led college football in completion percentage. Passing touchdowns. Not rushing. Passing.
And went in the second round. And everybody
yards per attempt. Net yards per attempt. Yards per completion. Had the best passer rating in college football.
The second round.
That's fine.
And all of his
that's not the seventh round.
And he's outshined all of his peers.
The Rocky
outshined
thing
all of his peers.
Is a
that
joke.
Is the that is why it's comparable
it's
to me to Rocky Balboa.
It's a joke.
This is the hill I choose to die
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and it's
people.
Another bad one.
You talk about.
I want
it on the record.
I'm calling Mr. Quinn.
I want it on the record, okay?
Rod.
On the record. On the record, okay? That on this show over the last week, one of us has spoke doom and gloom about when Jalen will get benched this season, not me. And I want it on the record on this show that one of us thinks Jalen is more talented than the other. I think Jalen's more talented than you do.
What are you talking about?
Well, you spoke about his talent. Like
yeah,
like,
you did say
well,
yes. So you described him as though he has nothing to work with.
Like he's got 10 bucks in his pocket said, like a fighter in South Philly in the 70s. Trying to
wait
get
minute,
by.
Wait a minute. He got what? Tim, what he got?
10 bucks in his pocket like a fighter in South Philly in the 70s. Yeah. Trying to get by.
That's Rocky here.
Spit bucket Rocky over here.
You know what? You
was his turtle's name or his dog's name Butkus?
Butkus, yeah. And then Cuff and Link,
and
of course.
Cuff and Link, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's who.
You taking? You taking? A,
are you about to say that Saban took away his locker, like Mick took away Rocky's locker, and he flipped out on him?
You took away my beautiful analogy, and you diminished it.
Well, because what is Rocky?
That's what tends to happen to bad analogy.
Rocky is an iconic
low-level underdog.
No, iconic figure.
Because he was a low-level fighter.
Resonates with this city with that never say die mentality, doing what you have to do to win games,
except
and
runner.
That's what. Jalen Hurts is. He epitomizes all of that.
Except running.
That is exactly the comparison that I was trying to make.
Yeah.
I can't help it if it vibrated over everybody's head. But the analogy
vibrating
sticks.
Out of your ass.
That would hurt a little bit.
Excuse me.
That would hurt a little bit. That was a dagger right there.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay. So your chance to weigh in on the analogy that Hugh will not
beautiful
let go.
Analogy.
It's a joke.
Beautiful analogy. Beautiful.
But it would. All right. Let me say this. It would hit more if he was a sixth or seventh round pick. If people didn't think he could play, second round picks are not low picks. Second round picks are player starters.
No, but it still tracks. It still tracks.
For you, not for the rest of us. All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in all this. The Painter stuff. Crosby, Jalen Carter, and Hugh Douglas doubling down on Jalen Hurts is Rocky Balboa. Somehow we got to that. Let's talk to Ron Amanco, who's up on WIP. Hey, Ron.
Guys,
Ron,
how we doing? I love your analogies, dude. Even when they go off the rails,
thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
I'm telling you, man. I write them down. I got a log.
Thank you, brother.
Anyway,
I appreciate that.
Before I need the long talk here, guys, mm-hmm. and you know I'm not a long talker.
Yeah,
please give me a little room here.
Go for it.
First of all, let's get this thing out of the way. Mm-hmm. I've been challenged to a cage match by the screener. Okay, so we're going to start selling tickets for that. We're going to go down the link. It's going to be me against the screener. I'm going to come down on my walker with my oxygen tank. And then we're going to go in the ring. And the first thing that's going to happen to the screener is he's going to start counting Tweety Birds. Then, after that, I'm going to tie him into a pretzel. And that's that. And I'm going to take home about 1.5 mil for it.
Okay.
How's that?
Ron, I'm going to tell you, I'm quivering right now. I'm shaking.
Well, don't worry about it because, you know, you're going to be defitting.
Oh, man, that's wow. You hate to see that stuff. Ron, you there, buddy? Ron, you there?
I'm here, guys.
Okay, good.
My bad. Yeah, my bad.
So listen, guys.
Oh, lost Ronnie.
Your phone, not mine, guys.
Oh, okay. No. Our bad.
We're cleaning it up. You're good now, Ron.
All right, so anyway, here's the deal, guys, okay? I'm not going to go back 3-4 years, you know, and all this other stuff, because you know what I've been telling you, Joe, all along. But here's what I told you last year, because there's nothing fixing this now. Mm-hmm. They are stuck like Chuck on every aspect of the system. Nothing in the farm system. Aging players. Look at the guys they got out in the field. Now, my point, what I said to you last year, and Joe, I'm sure you remember this, and maybe you remember it. Mm-hmm. I told you before the season started, sell everything.
You did.
While you can. Okay. Don't you think that would have been a good idea to do that now? Because guess what? You're not turning this ship around. This thing is the Titanic, and it's just looking for that iceberg. And I'll be honest, guys, now you're starting to hear guys call in saying what I've been saying to you for 3+ years. Because guess what? I missed my calling. I could have done such a better job with this. In my sleep, I could have done a better job.
Oh, you could have been better than Dombrowski at this?
I could have been better than the owner, Dombrowski, both of them. Because the owner, unfortunately, just because you're rich doesn't mean that you're a baseball guy. He is a potted plant. That he is. He used the own words, and that's what he is. And for him, like, how's what's that dude's name? Hyman Bloom.
Hyman Bloom how from about, Cardinals. Yeah.
Okay. How about a guy like that? How about like Theo? How about guys like that come in and straighten out? Now, what are you going to do? You going to leave Dombrowski in place but bottom line, guys. 2 years ago, they pulled the money back from him because of all his misses. That's what happened. They got gun shy and they pulled back on him. They after that Turner, signing, and the bad signings before that and thereafter, they're not giving him any more money. That's why you're seeing B and C flight players come in here. It's over. So what they're trying to do, guys, is sell that last hot dog, collect that last parking fee. They're going to run this down into the ground. And I told you there was only one way out of this. One way was out. And I hate to see a Sanchez go. I didn't want to see Ranger go. I'm going to give you three things, Joe, and you tell me. And guys, I'm going to give you three guys
okay.
that could have taken you to the World Series that were available.
Who we got?
Number one. George Springer, he was available when we needed a center fielder.
Certainly Josh helped the Blue Chisholm. Jays last year. Chisholm, okay. We wanted him 2 years ago.
Yeah. Let me arise.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were all available. Those three guys with the pitching staff and the old heads that we had, you would have won a World
Ron,
Series.
I'm with you, Ron. Good call. I would have taken any of them. Springer, who's obviously been a great player in the big leagues. We talked about Chisholm a few years ago. Phillies didn't go that direction. He's helping the Yankees. And then Luis Ariz. We brought him up yesterday. Maybe we can still get him.
You know, I knew things were going well with the Phillies because we haven't heard from Ron.
But, you know, I mean, the bat signal went out.
As soon as you go back.
when they dumped Painter yesterday, yep. I knew we'd hear from Ron today. Yep. There's no question.
They're in the tubes.
215-592-9494. We do have the Brennan Soresby update coming up here in just a second as the supplemental draft will happen next month. And the Eagles are clearly expected to have some sort of interest here. Tate is in Richboro. What's up, Tate?
Tate. Hey man, I wanted to call in about Hughes' analogy, and Hugh, I think you got it wrong, man. I think Nick Foles is the better is the better analogy here, not hurt.
That
well, you
makes
know
sense.
What? That's fine, but Nick Foles is not playing for the Eagles right now, so it doesn't track.
But you don't need multiple Rockies. Yeah, well, you just need one Rocky.
No,
there's,
I'm saying,
there's only one Rocky.
No, it's right now.
Maybe
it's
maybe Jalen's Creed.
No. I mean,
the sun.
Yeah.
Not Apollo.
Okay, was that right. Was
well,
that it, Tate?
Well, I think Tate's onto something. I mean, Nick was the backup quarterback and won the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's more
that's
of an
a
underdog
better
story.
Yep.
He beat the All-American boy, Tom Brady, man. Yeah.
He took down Apollo Creed. That's Creed.
That's a better Rocky.
Yes, he did.
That's a better,
was more like a better Ivan Rocky. Drago. Like Brady was more like Ivan Drago, though.
But Rocky beat
Ivan Drago beat Rocky. Yeah.
We're talking about
Rocky 1, though.
Yeah. But that's not
the story that I'm spinning.
No, but the Foles one makes more sense.
Spinning is right.
He was a backup quarterback. No. He got cut by the Chiefs and the Rams.
You say spin, I say spew.
Tate, good phone call. I think Tate's onto something. I mean, that's who's more.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Who's more of a Rocky Balboa story? Foles or Hurts?
No, stop.
Foles wasn't even a high level college player.
Listen, Nick Foles, with all due respect.
Here we go.
Is more Rudy.
About to disrespect him.
Than Rocky.
Rudy.
Yeah.
But he
in my eyes.
No.
But why? Mm-mm.
Because.
Because why?
Because it was like he wasn't expected to do what he did. He did. He pulled off the unbelievable.
But that's the underdog.
That's our point. No.
Yeah, but Rudy,
Rudy is more Rocky than. Yeah.
But no one expected Rocky to beat Apollo Creed.
Yeah, I don't.
He went the distance.
Have you seen Rocky?
This is my story.
Have you
this
watched the movies?
It's my analogy. And this is what
it's
I'm
not. It's
with.
Not a good.
But one guy. But Jalen was a higher pick. Jalen was a better college player. Jalen's a more talented football player.
It's my story. Have you,
so how is he more of an underdog?
Have you watched
because
Rocky?
Because of yes, I have.
I don't think you have.
There's no easy way out. Okay. There ain't no shortcut home. None. There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. My story. Take it to it.
I'm just laughing at
Rod. Rod, make Hugh explain himself.
What are you talking? Oh, so that's what you're doing? You're calling Blue Jeans to help me? Yeah. I did explain myself.
No.
And I explained myself yesterday.
No, you said because
in a great way.
Because I said
you
so.
That's how a 5-year-old explains
no,
himself.
No, but I'm just saying you didn't get it. You didn't understand it. And I'm. This is here.
Yes, I didn't understand because
he's the he's the consummate underdog.
Who? Wait, he's been a favorite in every game he's played
here. What
did he
tell us? He told us it's gonna look like he wanted to look, and every time
that's
he's
not
out
an
there,
underdog. That's
that is underdog.
That's
underdog. And he's getting it done. He get the job done by
underdog.
Hook or by crook. Yes, that's how I see it.
And what? All right, I would guess in 75% of his starts in the NFL, he's been the favorite to win the game.
I remember in games that Jalen has been in, where you know there's been reckless speculation about him not being able to do this and that. I remember the Buffalo game. I remember the
Buffalo,
Tampa game.
They didn't complete a pass for a half.
Well, no, I'm talking about in the Buffalo game when he ran out there and said, "Are you not entertained?" When he beat Josh Allen here. When he did the whole Maximus Aurelius thing or whatever.
That game.
Not
well, he scored a lot of points.
And then you talk about what was the other game where he said, "Well, is that what y'all wanted to see?" He's had a couple bangers though. He's definitely had a couple.
No,
bangers.
No one ever said he hasn't had bangers.
Yeah, so it's more like Rocky Balboa to me.
Because he said bangers.
Yeah, because it's more Rocky Balboa because it's more. He's not the most talented quarterback out there, and we've talked about that, but. He's won big games.
Yeah,
he's won the Super Bowl.
I think he's more talented than we talk about. He's not.
No, I'm not saying he's little sisters of the poor or anything like that.
Yeah, just because he doesn't have an Allen's arm doesn't mean he doesn't have a good arm.
Yeah, and he has other intangibles that he brings to the table.
Well, he's one of the best dual threat quarterbacks in terms of just production yardage wise ever. I mean, the guy's got 50 rushing touchdowns, whatever. It's maybe 60 now, and he's got like close to 5,000 rushing yards. Like he's not a backup quarterback talent-wise. He was drafted relatively high. It's Hugh's analogy, and I don't see it. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, can we give a little update on the Brennan Sorsby sweepstakes as we anticipate? Well, I anticipate. I'll say it that way. The Eagles will have some interest here in Brennan Sorsby in the supplemental draft. What they bid, how high they bid, we'll see. Let's listen to Tom Pelissero on teams they could draft Brennan Sorsby.
it is anybody who doesn't have a Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow caliber player. You have to dig into this and see, is this guy somebody that we would not have normally been able to touch in any other draft? Now, you certainly can look at the teams that have additional draft capital. There's other teams that have quarterback competitions going into camp. We don't know who Atlanta's long-term solution is. We don't know who Minnesota's long-term solution is. Even teams that have established quarterbacks. What about the Eagles? Howie Roseman loves being a quarterback factory. Does he just take a stab and bring a guy in? And if at some point down the line, worst case, you trade a really talented player, best case, maybe you hit and this guy ends up being your next quarterback whenever it is that you need that guy there. This is the thing. It's hard to peg. I just keep coming back to teams like the Dallas Cowboys. Wouldn't that be a Jerry Jones type of move? Yes, he's got Dak Prescott, but Dak's pushing into his early to mid 30s.
You know, he mentioned a couple teams by name there. One, the Eagles, and he mentioned the Cowboys. Don't you think it would be very Jerry Jones to draft a quarterback that we've nicknamed the Gambler? It feels
like a Dallas Cowboy
it
move.
Does. It
Didn't
does.
Jerry love Manziel?
He did. Yeah. It's got that vibe to it. It wouldn't surprise me. Dak's not young. All right, so there was that from Talisera. Also, the Eagles mentioned again by name by Jason Lockett 4. He wrote that he thinks it's going to be a second-round pick that gets Brendan Sorensen in the supplemental draft next month. But he also said this, quote, a team in position could believe it could contend for a Super Bowl now with its current quarterback, but be willing to move on from him in the future based on his age, injury history, or contract. Sorsby sitting out a year would be ideal rather than having to play right away. If a team like Philadelphia, Houston, or Tampa Bay selected him, that would be the case. We'll see where this goes, but it does feel like there's some people think bad teams will go after him. Jets, Browns, whatever, right?
Yeah, because they need a quarterback.
But there's some people think that there's going to be good, pretty good teams, Tampa, Houston, Dallas, Eagles, whatever. You know, you can parse those how you want to parse them. But teams that don't really need a quarterback right now, right? They have starters that could just take them to put them on ice and develop him for a year or so.
You know what? I can kind of see that a little bit because then that way you kind of let him – you know, I guess rehab in a sense.
But while you have him in your own building.
Yeah, you have him in the building. You have him learning. And there's not as much pressure on him to go out there and play. And hopefully he does, you know, what he needs to do to get himself right so that this gambling issue won't be a bigger issue.
Well, and look, we're obviously focused on the Eagles. But for any team like that, you know what else it would do? It would give you time to kind of observe him for a year, right? Like, is he on the right track? Or was this a mistake? And if we still need a future quarterback, he's not the one. So I have no idea where he's going to be drafted. But I do think it's more likely than we think a team that's good or pretty good is going to take him. I mean, if I'm the Browns, I'm like, I don't even know if I can handle this. I got the Shadur thing. I've got the Watson thing.
Hey, they don't care. It don't sound like they care.
No.
They got a lot going on
but
over there.
But that does
Browns.
Sound like a messy quarterback room. Imagine they throw Sorsby in that.
I mean, but it's been messy.
Well, that's the Cleveland Browns, without question. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, you could jump in on all of this stuff. The Andrew Painter situation, which I think is a reflection on the Phillies, not Andrew Painter. They messed this thing up, and now they need to make sure they don't rush him back up here and make the same mistake again. Jalen Carter, Max Crosby. You know, there's another rumor connecting the Eagles to Max Crosby, and I'd rather pay Crosby than Jalen Carter moving forward. Your take on that. And we're continuing to unpack here the Hugh Douglas analogy of Rocky Balboa is to Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts is to Rocky Balboa. I don't get it.
It's getting a lot of heat. A lot of heat.
Don't care. I mean, because
I think,
to me,
know,
it tracks.
I think you do care.
Not at all. Not at all.
Is that why we filibuster when we ask you hypotheticals?
No, it's because, you know what it is? It's because you... Like, I try to explain stuff, and y'all just don't get it, so I just kind of give up.
Yeah, but
like,
Jalen was a very high pick. He thought it was a joke when they invited him to fight Rocky.
Okay, out of all the quarterbacks in his quarterback class, who has accomplished more than Jalen?
Right, but you're missing
no,
that.
No, you didn't ask the question. You didn't ask the question.
Wait a second. You were acting
out
as if
his,
you,
out of his quarterback class, out of all the first-round draft picks, who has accomplished more than Jalen? Out of all his peers in his draft, you're talking about Joe Burrow, right?
But he wasn't the last quarterback selected in the draft.
You're talking about Tua Tagovailoa, but no, I'm saying in his class, the ones that went before him,
right?
Who's accomplished more?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm asking you a question that you're not answering.
Jalen is the only one to win the Super Bowl. Jalen.
Okay, so.
But what does that have to do with anything?
That's the Rocky Balboa analogy. He was drafted in the second round because all those other guys had more talent than him, right?
But he wasn't drafted in the seventh round.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You don't understand the analogy.
No, but
the analogy is in his draft class, he was better than everybody that went before him.
But what about all the guys drafted after him?
But listen, I'm not talking about the guys that drafted
behind him. Because that's not, you're not a super underdog.
Okay, well, who got drafted behind him that's done better than him?
Well, nobody, but he's supposed to do better than those guys.
Okay, but he's accomplished more than people that have been touted as better than him.
But that happens in every draft, doesn't it?
That's the analogy. And if nobody doesn't get it, then that's okay. This is the hill that I choose to die on.
We know. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, we'll also let you hear what Jeff McClain said in his podcast following a really interesting article he wrote recently about Julian Lurie, the future owner of the Eagles. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.